Following 3 long days of public testimony, the LBC returned to Anchorage for a decisional meeting Thursday morning. The commissioners voted 3-2 to approve Manicotic's petition as written, then later 5-0 to approve Dillingham's petition with amendments. Whereas Dillingham had sought to annex all the waters of the Nooshigak District, the boundaries were cut back to exclude the Agushik section and the eastern Setnet beaches from Nooshigak Point through Ikuk Beach. Despite the votes of approval, the commissioners did not seem satisfied with their work at the end of the day. John Harrington of Ketchikan spoke to that before the meeting ended.
I think we made serious mistakes today. First of all, we dealt with a regional resource, which in fact, in my sense, it's a state resource, and we delegated it to several individual places, which I have some problem with. And ever since we did this initially, I have come around to believe that this whole annexation of huge sections of water is best left in boroughs.
The idea that the Dillingham census area should be or could operate better as a borough was argued at length this week. A task force under the Bristol Bay Native Association is studying that matter again presently. The wall pass studies have not shown a workable feasibility or local interest. Commissioner Robert Harcharek said he didn't think the annexation and borough formation were mutually exclusive.
The only comment I have is that even though we allocated resources or bodies of water that contain resources, those actions do not preclude the formation of a borough in some time in the probably distant future.
Dillingham's Mayor Alice Ruby offered a measured reaction Thursday just after the votes, calling it a positive outcome after a lengthy process.
I think that the LBC did what they could to try to give both communities, you know, something for the future. And I think the fact that they approved our petition, even with amendments, demonstrated that they, you know, saw the merits of Dillingham's need to grow and the fact that we're providing services and so on.
The commissioners have tasked their staff with filling in the blanks on the new boundaries, including the carve-out for all of the Setnet beaches around Clark's Point and Ikuk. A final written version will still need to be voted on again, and then the petitions submitted to the state legislature in January for further review. If the legislature does not disapprove the petitions, each city could begin, or in Dillingham's case, resume, collecting raw fish tax by next season. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.